Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shaw Marie. How is everyone? So it is the day after the world was supposed to end, and Chad Daybell was obviously dead wrong, and we are all still here, and I didn't drink Mountain Dew. Still haven't. Lost like 5 pounds. That's about it, though. So yeah, that's what happened. Don't mind that. Sorry. Anywho, today we're going to talk about one of the shows I love off of the ID channel. It's called The Case That Haunts Me. It's where detectives, officers, give their story of a case that they just like cannot get over. And so we're going to do the season 3, episode 5. And it's called Out of Lies. And it's going to be taking place in January of 2016 in Canada. I'll attempt to say the name, but everybody will hate me. Lethbridge, Alberta. There's my shot at it. And it's about Grandma Carter, who is 78 years old, and her murder, her demise. And obviously, since the title is Out of Lies, obviously we have a bunch of shady shit that happens. And the reason why I picked this one is because I love my grandma, both the one that has passed and the one I still am blessed with. Love them to pieces. And I could not imagine someone hurting my grandmother because she's my grandma. Mind you, my grandma is still a whippersnapper and she'll fuck you up, but she's still my grandma and she shouldn't be scrapping because she's my grandma. Anywho, so this story, like I said, it's full of lies. It's full of shenanigans, and it takes a team of detectives, and they crack the case and they solve it and give Grandma justice. Okay. Like I said, so they go to this house because this 78-year-old woman's son-in-law has called the cops and said that he believes his mother-in-law has fallen down the stairs and possibly hit her head, and that she has now passed away. He knows that she has passed away because there is enough blood and it is dried that he is just 100% sure she's dead. So they're like, okay, we'll send someone out there, we'll double check, make sure she's dead, call the morgue, wrap it up. One of those oops, I fell, I can't get up situations, but like that went terribly wrong. And so that's what they think. And with him is his wife, her one and only child, Lisa. And so Lisa tells the police that the last time she spoken to her mother, they haven't heard from her, and so they came to check on her. They asked the son to come check on her, but the son is camping and out of town, so he cannot. That is why they are there. And so when the cops get in there, first thing they noticed, because they can't go through the front door because the body is blocking the front door, and so they can't go in the front door, and so everybody goes to the back door, obviously. And they notice right away that there is like mad's amount of blood, like blood everywhere. There's blood in her eyes, like there's blood all over her face, all over her chest, everything. And the cops can clearly see that there's vicious stab wounds to her chest. And they do see the blood around her head, but they don't, they obviously are like, this is obviously a murder. So they know that this is a homicide. So then they go and they tell the daughter and the son-in-law that this is a homicide, right? And that she was murdered. She didn't just fall like they said, like they thought. And so they only have the one daughter. She only has the one child, like I said. So it's just the one daughter. And they live 2 hours away. They drove 2 hours to come and check on her. Okay. Okay. I always like to like just jump to it and tell you guys everything. But then I'm like, there's no point for the story. Anywho. So they talk to the daughter and they're like, the last time you talked to your mom, what did you two talk about? And she's like, oh, there was a pushy gas furnace salesman. And he was really, really aggressive about getting my mom's company. And like getting, not her company, but like for her to sign up or whatever. And so they're like, okay, maybe. And so they get a timeline kind of what her day is. And it is at 10:25, her and her friend go to the casino to have breakfast. They don't go there to gamble. She's not a gambler. She literally just goes there because they have a killer ass deal on breakfast and she ain't going to turn up a good deal. So that's why she goes there. And then her friend takes her home at about 11:30 a.m. They don't go inside. She does not go inside. She just drops her off, waves goodbye, goes about her day, obviously. So then at 11:54, she checks her messages. So she's obviously gone inside. We've peed. We've kicked our shoes off, take the bra off. She's checking the messages. She gets a message at 11:54, like I said, from a mortgage insurance place saying that she has a late $65 fee on her account that they are calling in regards to. And at 12:28, she gets a call from Lisa. Her and Lisa talk. There's a call at 7:41 p.m. She does not pick up that call and she does not check any messages thereon after. And so they know for 100% sure that she has died somewhere in between Lisa talking to her and the friend calling to check up on her at 7. And she has set. Okay, so the newspaper in Canada said 16, but the episode said 18. So 16 or 18 stab wounds, give or take. She had blunt force trauma to the back of her head, and they had the mortician had to shave her head to note to see the blunt force trauma in the back. So that was not noticeable. Okay, and so the cops are like, well, wait. Didn't the son-in-law say that she hurt the back of her head? Okay, solved. Son-in-law did it. Bam, he knew. He knew. So they go to him and they're like, well, why? Why did you say that? And he is like, I didn't go in. Like, I went in enough to see her and that's it. And the cop said, like, when he pulled up, like, you could smell that she had been there for a couple days. Because that smell does not instantly happen. You don't just turn ripe. Like, you take a second to cook. It's kind of gross. So, then they ask Lisa, what did you and your mom talk about? And she says, oh, everything was normal. We just chit-chat. Normal. Hey, how you doing? Life's great. And they're like, okay, well, what were you doing that day? And she's like, I went to coffee with my friend Andrea, and then we came back and had lunch at my house, some girl talk, and she left about 5 p.m., and then I went to the gym, and there you have it. And so they're like, okay, and then they ask her husband, and he's like, shh, I'm at work. Like, I'm always working, bro. I'm working to work. And so and he was like, I was like randomly off for this day. And so like, I went with her, like, obviously she wanted me to come with her and bam, I didn't go in. I saw blood around her head. And that's why I said that, nothing criminal about it. So when they go to check the son's social media, he is on social media the Sunday that the grandma is found. he's on social media taking bong rips, and he's like, this is for you, Grandma. Takes a bong rip. It's precious. I'm sure she adored that. And not camping like they said. So when they go to him, and he's like, yeah, my parents said maybe I should have came and told you guys the truth, but like, obviously. Obviously. I forgot. Because I got high. Right? I don't want to say that too much because like that could be copyrighted. Anywho. So he says his mom is always constantly calling him because she lives 2 hours away and grandma's gone through some problems. We put grandpa in a home a couple months before because he has like dementia. And so we put grandpa in a home. And so grandma's been going through some shit and mom lives, like I said, 2 hours away. And so the son's being called all the time to go over to grandma's house. And he's like, I love my grandma, but she ain't fucking easy to deal with. Like, it's a pain in my ass. So I lied. I got high, I went to class, I went to the gym, and I lied. I didn't go. And so they're like, okay, well, that's shady as shit. And so they go to the professor, and he's like, nah, bro, he was here. He was a good kid. They go to the gym, everybody's like, yeah, no, he was here. So they're like, okay, he was just a liar, McLierson. And so they're like, okay, well, let's go to the furnace guy. Let's go find this furnace guy. So they find him. He's wanted. He has a warrant for a drug charge. And so they do find him. And when they ask him about it, he's like, you ain't pinning this shit on me. So he takes a lie detector test. And that passes. And he's like, bro, literally, they drop us off in a neighborhood. We go door to door. We stay in a town. They pick us up. We fucking leave that town. We go to the next town. I didn't do shit. Turns out, even though he was wanted for being a drug dealer, tell the truth. Solid guy. So then they're like, okay, well, let's go check the bank account. Let's go see if anybody has robbed this old lady's credit cards and taken them with them. So they go to the bank. And the bank sends them a video of a lady getting money. And everybody's like, who the shit is she? So then they go to Lisa and they're like, who is she? And Lisa's like, shit, I don't know. I've never seen that person. And she's like, well, how much money did she take out of my mom's account? And they're like, well, she took out $980. And Lisa's like, no way. Me too. Same day. Like, I took out that much too. And they're like, what? Huh? And so they go back to the bank and they're like, how did she pull out the money? How did they both pull out money at the same time? And the lady from the bank's like, well, they didn't. Only Lisa pulled out the money. And they're like, well, no, because the videotape you sent us, that's a whole different bitch. And so the bank is like, oh, oops, that's the wrong video. Sorry. And so then they're like, okay, so Lisa took the money. Shady. Okay. But not shady. Because remind you, she takes care of all the mom's bills, all the financials, everything. She's the only child she has. So then Lisa's friend calls the police and she's like, y'all, I got a story to tell you. My name is Andrea. I'm this crazy bitch's friend. I got a voicemail. Y'all want to listen to it? And they were like, well, yeah, I'm tickled pink too. Let's do. And so they go and they listen to it and it's Lisa and she's like, this is exactly, she says, hey, it's Lisa. The cops just came up and interviewed me and my man. I said that me and you were together getting coffee. Just let them know I was with you. Bye. There was like more in between, but the guy starts talking and so you can't hear it. But that's the gist of the voicemail. And so they go back to Lisa and they're like, hi. And she's like, I thought you guys would be coming because my friend told me that she told you guys that I lied. And they're like, okay, well, why did you lie? And they were like, she's like, well, me and my mom got in a fight on the phone that day. And I drove 2 hours to make this fight right and to make it good with my mom. I get there. There's a white car in the driveway. I wait some more. The white car doesn't leave. I've calmed down enough. I thought that was like home care. So I've calmed down enough. I just take my little happy ass home. I drive 2 hours back home. That's it. And then they went And then they checked, and then they found her body. Like, that's the story. Is I went home, we calmed down a couple days, like, I haven't spoken to her, I got worried, we came back, discovered mom was deceased. And so they were like, okay, well, now we're going to need the clothes you were wearing that day and your cellular device. You mind? She's like, no, I'll go get it. And he finds a iPad sitting on the thingy, and he's like, I'm going to need this too. And the cop that they have playing in this, if anybody watches Grimm, which if you don't watch it, super good show, go watch it. Super, super good. He's super hot. His name is Shasta. He's from Canada. He's a Canada actor. He's fucking hot. But he plays the cop in this. And on the iPad, and then they're like, I need a DNA sample too. And your pink coat. Don't forget to bring me that pink coat. Thanks. And so they do. They go back, and the lady comes back. The little detective comes back, and she's like, oh, the clothes are clean. The phone was reset to factory setting. Coat was clean. And you want to know what she was Googling on the iPad? Well, she was Googling how to wipe a phone, how to set a phone back to factory reset. What can cops find on your phone after you set it back to factory reset? So these are all the questions that she's being asked. And then, out of the blue, they get a call from an old pal of hers that works at a retail store that she was at. And they go there, and they're like, what? And she says, you guys know how you guys are like looking at Lisa? Well, just check it. She came and she called me, and she says on the telephone, she says, my mom's been murdered. They're looking into the family as someone who did this. Be a pal and go and erase that footage of me in the store. Thanks. And the chick's like, I'm a fucking employee. Girl, call home office. Like, they control the devices. And they're like, well, why would she want you to do that? And she's like, because she was embarrassed and didn't want to make herself look bad because she came and bought the same coat twice. And they're like, excuse me? And she's like, yeah, the first coat she bought around Christmas time was a 2x, and then she comes back a couple weeks later and she's like, I need another coat, right? And all we had was a 3x, but she bought it anyway. That's a big difference. That makes a big difference. So she bought a coat that wasn't her size, same exact coat, but wasn't her size. And so he goes back to the police station and pulls out the coat that she gave over to the cops. The coat she was wearing the day her mama died was a 2X. The cop, the one she gave the cop, 3X. Mm-hmm. So then they're like, okay, well, we are going to go and take care of this, because this chick's freaked out. She's like, this is some shady shit. She did something. I'm just saying, I'm not saying, but I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? That's what she did. And so they were like, okay. And so then they're like, if she's lying about that, let's go back to the phone. And even though she factory reset it, we can go to the phone company and we can get what towers this bitch pinged off of. And so they find out that she was in a field farm area for a long time. And so they go out there. No. Right? Not going to happen. And so that was a bust. And so, dude, they're trying everything, right? And so they're like, well, we need to get her. We need to get her to confess. And so they go and they're like, hey, they're like, something is a mess. And so they also are thinking about everything again. And they're like, wait, why does a lady who owns her house have a loan out, like have a mortgage out and missing a payment? That's weird. So they go back and they're like, well, who did this? Who like signed for it? And they're like, Lisa did. Duh. And so then they were like, what the fuck? And when they pull the rest of her financials, for the first 4 months, she literally spends like the minimum of money. She spends minimal of her account. And then once Lisa takes over her account, dude, she's going through almost $2,000 just on the go, like all the time. Dude, she's just constantly spending money and they can't figure out why or where it's going. And so they put a tracker in their car. They follow her to a casino. And when they go into the casino, they get the security guy and they're like, hey, you know that chick over there at the slots? And he's like, mm-hmm. I do. She comes here all the time, has been for a couple months. She'll drop 5K, she'll leave, she'll come back, she'll drop another 5 on the slots. And she's just like, I know it's a show, and they're like acting, obviously. It's not a fucking documentary. But like, this chick straight crack fiending at the slots. Quarters. Monies. So when they go out to that farm, like I said, they spend a long time out there searching. We find nothing. Nada out there. And so they tell Lisa, they're like, hey, girl, we need more help with your mama's case. You need to help us. So let's do a press conference and you can ask the public for help. And she does. She's like, that's a great idea. Great idea. And so when they're doing that, she is like, hey, I had to slow my roll. I was jumping to the press conference. Slow down, Sean Marie. Slow down. Anywho, go back to the story. So, they actually, before the press conference, they go to her and they're like, hey, girl, we pinged your phone. Why was you in this area? You were seen. They didn't tell her they pinged the phone, but they were like, you were seen in this area. Why were you there? And she goes, oh, yeah, I didn't tell you guys. I have a friend who's in a domestic abuse situation, and she needed me. She needed my help. So I went out there and got her. And I also got her other stuff. And they were like, well, why do you have two of the same coats? We got a call from the clerk. And she goes, oh, dude, I bought my friend, the friend I just told you about, clothes to start a new life. And they're like, okay, what's your friend's number? She's like, I don't know. They're like, well, where does your friend live? She's like, I don't know. I picked her up from a convenience store. And they're like, okay, well, last name. And she's like, I don't know, I met her at Gambling Anonymous. And they're like, so you have a gambling problem? And she's like, no, I used to, I don't anymore. Like, I go to meetings from time to time to freshen up. And this friend needed me, so I helped you, you know? And so they're like, okay, cool. So then they're like, okay, well, girl, we're going to need you to help us a little more, and you need to come and do the press conference, ask the community for help. Let's see how many tips we can get, see what's going on. And so she's like, that's a grand idea. And dude, so she's trying to cry in this press conference. They play clips of it. Horrible acting. She could not cry. Anyway, so after, in the parking lot with her husband right behind her, they're like, hey, hold up, girl. So when we were at your mom's house, we actually damaged some shit. But don't worry, we got it appraised already. But when we were doing this, we found out that your mom had a second mortgage on the house. Can you explain this? Why did your mother have this? And she says, my mom did it. Duh. So the whole time she was doing this press conference, they're bugging her vehicle. And they're like, bam, we got her. And so like, the husband's face even is like, what? And so the cop runs back inside and he's like, what did they say? So they get in the car. And Lisa's like, you gonna start it? And he says, your mom didn't do it. You did. Why? And she says it's to pay off their son's school loans. And he says, Jesus, Lisa. Jesus. What are you thinking? How are you going to pay that off? Why didn't you tell me? And she says, why are you yelling at me? And cries. So everyone's fucking mad. They're now know everybody, even the innocent husband, has been played. He has no part in this. He did not know a thing. He also was a victim of Lisa. So they tell her, It's all a lie. We know. They show her a video of her son, and in the video, her son witnesses his mother, the whole thing, right? And then they ask the son, they're like, well, who do you think did this? And he says that the mom asked for him to lie because she didn't do it, but she knew that it looked shady, and she thought she'd be arrested for murder, so that's why she had her son lie. That was all a lot to remember. I didn't write that down. Anywho, so, yeah. So the son's like, that's why. And he is so sad, dude. He's all crying, right? And he says, why would she do that? What could she have, or why would she have wanted to do that to me? Because keep in mind, remember, she called her son to go there. She wanted her son to go and find the grandma's body. The cop said he hasn't talked to his mom since this whole thing. The cop said that he has never talked to her since, but who knows? And he straight tells her, he's like, dude, you cannot lie anymore. The jig is up. She breaks, right? After seeing that, she breaks down. She says she's sorry for all the bullshit that she was doing and that her lies, and she'll tell the real story. So she says the real story is her mom called her because she found out that she was gambling again. And normally when she found out about it, she would just back her up, support her, love her, and help her through it and hide it from everyone for her. Her mom didn't want to do that this time. She wasn't going to bail her out, mainly because I think it was more of the fact that she put a second mortgage out on the home without telling her and pretty much robbed her blind and took the power of attorney for granted that she had. And so they're yelling on the phone. She does go. They're yelling, then they're fighting, and the fighting and everything moves into the kitchen area. When they're in the kitchen area, she says her mom grabs a knife and starts telling her to leave and like, get out, leave. And so she takes the knife from her mom. She starts stabbing her mom, and then she pushes her mom down the stairs. Her mom is still alive at the bottom of the stairs, and so she goes to the bottom of the stairs, grabs her mom by the things, shoulders, whatever, and bashes her mother's head into the floor until her mother stops breathing. So she kills her mom. And so she says sorry. She says, obviously, sorry, sorry. She was convicted of second-degree murder and has life in prison. And it is Sergeant Ryan. That's his first name. He is still a cop in Canada. But yeah, this bitch killed her mom just because she had a gambling problem. And her mom found out, and her mom wouldn't help her hide it. And so, she killed her. Bam. That's Canada. That's my first Canadian story. Sorry, had to adjust. But that's my first Canadian story. So that's pretty fun. That was pretty fun. Anywho, so yeah. Hopefully you guys liked it. And yeah. Sorry, my baby came in here. Anyway, follow me on Instagram. It is what it is, pod19. On Twitter, it is what it is, 208. On Facebook and YouTube, it is what it is, a true crime podcast. And I will be back on Sunday with a fan pick, and I'll do another. Kenny picks a lot. Like, y'all just need to step it up. He picks a lot. So I'm going to do another one of Kenny's. And I guess this one was inspired by, like, the RoboCop, I think he said. So it's going to be pretty interesting. So I'll be back on Sunday. And hopefully you guys have a great week until then. And yeah, enjoy the crazy world that we live in, because this shit's just gonna get crazier, I think. And yeah. Bye.